You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 60 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. That quick, BYU's men's basketball has a new head coach. He'll be in Provo soon as the season wraps for the Phoenix Suns. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
The university is moving quickly to make this hire. Kevin Young is currently the Suns' associate head coach. KSL Sports BYU insider Mitch Harper says fans are reacting positively.
Because Kevin Young is known for his X's and O's and being able to scheme, and he's been the offensive coordinator for the Phoenix Suns.
Mitch also tells Utah's New News that this hire is a bit of a risk because he has minimal head coach experience, and it's been several years since he's worked in college basketball. A statement from BYU's athletic director reads that they had a lot of interested candidates in taking over Mark Pope's position, but he says Young is someone they had their eye on for a while. Young is expected to stay with Phoenix through the NBA playoffs. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
BYU Athletics Director Tom Homo says he's excited to welcome Kevin Young. He calls him a phenomenal fit at BYU. Homo says Cougar Nation is going to love getting to know this new coach. There's more BYU news this morning, and this is not good news for Cougar fans. This morning, the team's top recruit decommitted and won't be coming to BYU. Colin Chandler is going to follow Mark Pope to Kentucky. Chandler was recruited by top colleges all over the country. And as sad as they were to see Mark Pope go, BYU students are excited to see what Kevin Young can do for the team.
We caught up with Kendall McKinnon on campus at BYU. She says the news of Kevin Young coaching the team has her cautiously excited.
I think he's going to do well for the team. It seems like he's done well for the Suns so far. And if he's being super highly paid there, it seems like he has a lot of talent.
That's a running theme for a lot of students at BYU. They're not upset at the news, but they're not putting their full faith in Young's coaching abilities yet. Even before Young came in to switch things up, several players entered the portal, and more could follow. Ethan Jacobson says because of this, he expects the next season to be a wild card.
Because initially I thought it's going to go down the drain, but I don't know, maybe this new coach will bring something from the NBA.
Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
107 days till the Summer Olympics in Paris. When they get down to 100, they light the Olympic flame. They're already having rehearsals.
Cloudy skies prevented the sun from igniting the silver torch, so an actress dressed as an ancient Greek priestess used a backup flame that was used at the same spot during the final rehearsal. From the ancient stadium in Olympia, a relay of torchbearers will carry the flame more than 3,000 miles through Greece until the handover to Paris game organizers in Athens on April 26th. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The House has delivered impeachment articles against the Homeland Security Secretary to the Senate. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Republican Mark Green presented the articles to the Senate as one of the House impeachment managers.
Throughout his tenure as Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro N. Mayorkas has repeatedly violated laws enacted by Congress regarding immigration and border security.
Lawmakers inside the Senate will be sworn in as jurors tomorrow. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is dashing hopes that interest rates will come down anytime soon.
The recent data have clearly not given us greater confidence and instead indicate that it's likely to take longer than expected to achieve that confidence.
He says persistently elevated inflation will likely delay any cuts until later this year. President Biden is touting his economic plan while making a campaign stop in his childhood home, Scranton, Pennsylvania. The president telling his hometown crowd that he wants to revive the tax code so that corporations and wealthier Americans pay more in taxes, which he says will take the burden off the middle class.
I'm a capitalist. If you're able to go out and make $1 million, fine. That's okay. But just make sure you pay your fair share in taxes.
The president drawing contrast between his plans and those of former President Trump. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
If you feel like allergies are bugging you earlier than usual, You're right.
The spring allergy season is beginning about 20 days earlier than it used to. Not only that, they're getting more intense. Research from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences says pollen concentrations have gone up 20% in the last 30 years. Researchers say it's because warmer temperatures, higher concentrations of carbon dioxide, and increased precipitation are promoting plant growth. The plants are growing bigger and creating more pollen. Tree pollen is extremely high in Utah right now. Grass pollen won't start for the next few months. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
I snorted my board up, jumped out of his seat. That was awesome. 2 days till the Great Utah Shakeout Thursday, Utah gets to rehearse for the big one. One thing you should do to be ready?
One of the first things we recommend is checking your water heater. Make sure it's fastened to the wall. And that's building code now. So newer homes, it should be automatic. But older homes, check it.
Wade Matthews from the Utah Division of Emergency Management on Dave and Dujanovic. Thursday, for the shakeout, Dave and Dujanovic will broadcast their show from the Granite School District, hard hit by the 5.7 quake in 2020. KSL News Time 3:36 now. First look traffic. Ricky Meese is here. What's going on?
Right now, I'm looking at a crash and possible vehicle fire. Yeah, there's some blacks. Oh, flames around this one. This is southbound I-15 in Murray approaching the I-215 junction, blocking the fast lane of traffic. And scanners calling out a crash. This is going to be Redwood Road in Riverton at 126 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
9 minutes on the way next. Stay right here.